club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Thursday night footy at Stadium Australia. South Sydney Rabbitohs hosting the Melbourne Storm. A top of the table clash. Two very good chances at the premiership this year, MG. And the skies are clearing. There's been a bit of rain around, but it looks good.
Yeah, both sides are making their way out of the Stadium Australia. As we speak, Harry Grant and Brandon Smith are there throwing the ball around. There's a couple of South players. Yeah, as you mentioned, it's beautiful drainage here, so we should see a good game.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam is thanks to The Star.
Well, it certainly is.
See what's on at thestarsydney.com.au. I imagine if people aren't going to be at the game tonight, they should be getting along to the 24/7 sports bar where you can watch Thursday night footy on that awesome screen.
One of their beautiful restaurants, or go and have some little.
You're going there this weekend.
I'm going there on Saturday with an early present for my bride, Meigs.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Mother's Day present.
And happy Mother's Day to everybody for Sunday. Look after the bumps.
Because we're not on tomorrow, are we? So, happy Mother's Day for Sunday, exactly. Maxine and Megan.
And to Marie and Alana as well, happy Mother's Day. As my mother's actually calling, completely unaware of when I'm on air. Come on, Mum, you're better than that. Hey, big picture coming up.
Obviously, she's not.
No, she's not. Hey, Ryan Girdler's going to join us before 7 o'clock for some rapid-fire footy. Michael Zarafa.
Yeah, pretty boy.
With the announcement of his fight against Tim Zoo's going to jump in. But up next, as we do every Thursday night, we've got to get the inside world on the world of rugby league from our man Brent Reed. He joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
We are going to be joined by Michael Zarafa after his announcement today that he's going to be fighting Timmy Zoo.
Up in Zoo Castle.
Up in Zoo Castle. Interesting to see how Michael's preparing for that one. We got more seats to give away. Our King of the Day competition for the Sydney Kings will go off tonight. And Gerds is going to join us as well as we count you down to this matchup between the Bunnies and the Storm. But as we do every Thursday night, we start with one man.
Reedy's mail.
The irreplaceable Brent Reed from The Australian. It's nice to see you in person, Reedy. How are you?
It's great to see you blokes too. It's been too long.
It's been too long. How'd you hit him last? Did you play golf today or yesterday?
No, I played golf last Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, you know what? I carried the team. To be fair, we finished third. Was Ambrose.
From more reports, a bit like how Michael Chalmers carried the team on Saturday for Reedy's absence last week.
What, MG sending me text telling me how good he was. And Gerds, what's that about?
It's like,
I thought we were a team. I thought we were a family.
We said it's like working with Ricky Gervais.
Honestly, we had each other's back. What happened to that?
He was good. He was good, but you're just as good. You're better.
Just as good.
You're better.
Hey, Reedy, let's show everybody why you are the best. Talk to us about what's going on in the world of rugby league.
Well, let's talk Parramatta. It's going to be a big 3-week period for Parramatta because they've got a lot of contracts coming to the ahead. Nathan Brown has re-signed today for 2 years. Now, it's quite a funny story with Nathan Brown. Right, a while ago, we revealed on this show that Nathan Brown had a 2-year offer on the table from Parramatta, $600,000 a year. It was a reduction on face value of his pay, but it was an actual fact of pay rise because the salary cap's gone down. He delayed on that deal. Parramatta pulled that deal off the table. Nathan Brown subsequently didn't find anything anywhere else. Came back to Parramatta. He's now signed that 2-year deal. But as I understand, the actual figure has dropped. He's taken less money. Okay. So that delay has cost him money. But the good news is for Nathan and Parramatta, that deal's locked away now. 2 more years. He's staying at Parramatta.
That's great news. I mean, the unsettledness of it all must play on a player. Mm. You know, when you hear in the media, you get, portrayed to be going here and there. And I don't think he'd ever want to leave Parramatta, to be honest, would he?
Are you surprised that another club didn't come in for him and potentially offer him bigger cash?
Very much so.
We know that Manly was reported.
Well, Manly was linked with him, but I don't think that ever really went anywhere. Okay. I think they were a club that was it. Manly interested in a lot of players at the moment, but I think their cap's in a position where they can't really make any big money moves.
Especially when a player who was similar to Nathan Brown, and probably a bit older, Dale Finucane, is rumoured to be off wanting $800,000 to stay in Melbourne. Is that true?
Well, the rumour was 4 years, 800,000. I don't think Dale Finucane.
Well, 3.2 mil for 4 years.
Obviously, Dale stayed. Well, that's an amber claim, I think, from his management. Okay. Obviously, Dale's playing tonight. It's funny you mentioned him, MG, because, look, I think Melbourne have real problems keeping Dale Finucane. The Cowboys are interested in Dale, but their priority is an outside back, an edge back rower. They were in for Xavier Coates, missed out on Xavier. And then I think Dale's next cab off the rank for them. So at some point down the track, I think the Cowboys will make a big move for Dale, and I don't think he'll stay in Melbourne. I don't think they can afford to keep him.
No.
Staying at Parramatta, what about Mitchell Moses? That is the real big prize that they would want to be locked
in. Well, we've got a week. We've got a week to wait for Mitch because round 10, I believe it's before they play in round 10, he's got to notify the club what he's going to do. Look, I think I've really ebbed and flowed on this. There's times when I felt that he was. I think Brisbane still would take him. He's their priority. But I think they've got to a point now where maybe they don't think it will happen, and that's why they're so focused on Adam Reynolds. And Mitchell's made all the noises that he wants to stay at Parramatta. I'm not sure whether he'll take an extension. It wouldn't surprise me if Mitch just takes up the option, the one-year option. And then that then gives him the opportunity, years' time, expansion starts.
Yeah.
Mitch Moses on the table for an expansion club. Yeah, you know, I think obviously we'll know in a week. It's not far off this one. I think at the moment my sense is Mitchell stay, but it may only be taking up that 1 year option.
All right, there you have it. Next Thursday, Brent Reed will definitively tell us where Mitchell Moses is.
And Ryan Madison's the other guy there. Ryan Madison's only just come back. His option's round 12.
Oh wow,
he's got a couple more weeks.
Options galore at the Eagles.
Well, we spoke to Brad Arthur yesterday. It was ultra impressive. About the culture he's starting to build at Parramatta.
And players don't want to leave there at the moment.
No.
They're going so well.
Corey Norman. You've got some mail on the young man.
Yeah, look, I mean, Corey's in a funny position, the Dragons. He's off contract as well. I'm not sure though they've made an offer for Corey yet or they've made a decision about him, but he hasn't helped himself because he posted a photo on social media this week of himself with Jared Hayne. I think he captioned it, catch up. And as I understand, the Dragons have spoken to Corey about his choices, about that photo, about why it wasn't a wise decision to post an image on social media of yourself with Jared Hayne. So I'm not sure whether that's going to help Corey Norman, obviously, in his contractual situation there, but the Dragons weren't happy about it.
Yeah, when I saw it, I didn't have anything really bad to say about it. I suppose it's his mate from Parramatta, but you just got to read the room.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of them things where you just got to read the room.
Yeah, I don't think the Dragons were overly impressed with it.
No.
Gee, as you can probably understand. I mean, they've been dragged into it today anyway because, you know, it's been talk about Jared and his contract chance out there before this all unfolded.
Mm. All right, nice work, Rudy. Mate, the Michael Chambers stuff, it's okay. You still are number one, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a bullet.
Honestly, I want to nobble that bloke next time I see him. Take it out.
I'd like to see
a crowbar.
Supposed to be a soccer player.
Smash the bloke. Are you serious?
Always a pleasure.
Two
Brett
hits,
Reed
mate,
from
me hitting him in the floor.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Bunny's taking on the Storm. We've got you covered through to NRL primetime when Ryan Girdler will jump in. MG, you're sticking around and Dan Ganane will join you boys. Emma Lawrence on the sideline for you this evening?
Yes, she
nice
is.
One. There is your team. Kickoff in this one at 7:50. Bit of breaking news, just to relay it around the Australian cricketers and coaching staff over in India at the moment. Cricket Australia has confirmed that the Aussie players, coaches, match officials and commentators have been safely transported from India and are en route to the Maldives.
How's Michael Slater? Is he okay?
Well, he's already in the Maldives.
Oh, good on him.
I mean, as long as he's got Wi-Fi at the moment.
Let's have a debate.
Access to Twitter. Odd slats. He's, no, look, they're all on their way there, except Mike Hussey, who has remained in India.
And hasn't complained once.
He's under the care of the Chennai Super Kings, so all the best to Huss and all the players and everybody else making their way to the Maldives. MG, tomorrow night we've got a couple of really good all-Sydney games when your Penny Panthers take on the Cronulla Sharks, and then you've got the Eels taking on the Roosters. Want to look at the Sharks because all the transfer action that's going on at the moment, it's how many weeks removed since John Morris was let go by the club.
Yeah, maybe four or five.
And the narrative, one of the narratives was that he couldn't attract players to the club, right?
Yep.
And they've announced Craig Fitzgibbon as the man to take over from next year, Josh Hannay as the interim coach this year. And yet, we haven't seen signatures exactly flying in for this Cronulla Sharks mob. I've just seen moments ago NRL.com reports that Aidan Tolman and Will Kennedy have both signed on to stay.
Wow. Well, I can understand Kennedy, but yeah, Tolman, I suppose he's plugged the hole this year, and that's what he does. He's been a fantastic club man for the Doggies for a long time, and now for the Sharkies this year, he's played well. But, you know, I think at the moment with the Sharkies, they have kind of a stench about them, and the way they handled the John Morris thing was...
Do you think that's affected the perception in the market?
It was horrible, the way they done that. I don't know why they had to do it when they did it, really. What, for an interim coach to go in like Josh Hannay has, kind of like a sitting duck? Like, if they wanted to save some type of face for this season, they should have held on to the end of the year. And I think what they were most worried about was that John Morris was going to succeed. Mm. And that's why they let him go.
Looking at it from an activity and a you know, get moving perspective, Dino Mezzatesta and the other decision makers there, though, you're in a market at the moment where Mitchell Moses' name's been throwing around. He's being hunted. Eels are trying desperately to hang on to him.
Yep.
You've got Adam Reynolds, yep, who seems to be the big prize, and the Bunnies aren't prepared to budge, but you've got a really active Brisbane Broncos. Do the Sharks need to get busier?
Oh, most definitely. Will Kennedy's a great start. He's a fantastic young player. They've got four or five players, Dugan, Fifita, Moylan, Woods, Johnson, all on that big coin who are kind of in the same predicament. Look, I think with Adam Reynolds, if I'm Adam Reynolds at the moment and I'm looking at my two options, I've got the Sharks who want to give me $800,000 a year and give me 3 years, or I've got Brisbane Broncos who just signed Katoni Staggs as 5'8". They want to sign me up there as their captain for 3 years. And the very reason that I thought Adam Reynolds would stay and play for the Sharks is the reason I think if I was him I would go to the Broncos is the fact that I'm too close, too proximity, too close to my old stomping ground as South Sydney, and I want to get away from that. I want to start a new life with my young family up in Brisbane, where I think at the moment, I think under Kevy they're going to go, I think they're going to start climbing the ladder. Maybe not this year, but I think these young forwards, the Pengai Juniors, the Carrigans, the Payne Haases of the world, if they can get someone like a good hooker as well to go with it, like a Josh Hodgson, well, all of a sudden...
Too talented not to succeed.
All of a sudden, the sunshine starts to appear through the clouds. Granted, Xavier Coates is a massive loss. Mm. It's
so
a massive loss.
If you take it back to the Sharks then, if the music stops and they haven't landed Reynolds or landed another big fish...
Well, they've got to sign Matty Moylan or Sean Johnson.
And what is that? If you head into next season with a brand-new coach, Craig Fitzgibbon, if you're a Sharkies fan, or you...
He wants a kill.
But do
he
you
wants
look, to make a you kill. Look at that spine of Moylan, Johnson, Kennedy... And Brayley. And Brayley. And does that say to you a new Sharks side?
No. It hasn't got Craig Fitzgibbon's fingerprint over it at all. And I think he'll want to go a long way to doing something like that before he signs.
Yeah,
I think he wants to make a point of, this is my team now, this is who I brought with me, and I think he's got to grab one of them fish and make it his.
The reality is he's got to focus, which is the Sydney Roosters, for the rest of this season.
Well, that's, you've got to have one eye on the Roosters, who are in a injury ravage at the moment, and one eye on your new job, I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon he'd be pretty busy at the Roosters at the moment.
He would be.
Fair enough.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how Craig Fitzgibbon goes as a first grade coach.
Absolutely.
Because I've heard nothing but good things about him. But he has to take some cattle with him, especially to the Sharkies at the moment.
Very nice.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting you ready for Thursday night footy. We've got the Bunnies taking on the Storm Stadium, Australia. Ryan Girdler is going to join us for rapid fire footy. But today it was made official, the Night of Reckoning happening in Newcastle, July 7th. Tim Zhu to fight Michael Zarafa. And joining us now is that man, Michael Zarafa. G'day, Michael.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm good. How are you, more
awesome,
importantly?
Mate. The press conference is done. The announcement's out there now, so I can't wait for July 7th.
This awesome. Is it, the Night of Reckoning, July 7th.
100% statements will be made.
Well, first of all, congratulations, mate, on the fight being sanctioned. What was your immediate reaction once the contracts were signed?
Look, I was excited. The fight should have happened years ago. There was a lot of tennis happening backwards and forwards. But, I mean, look, you know, we're both at the top of our game with a face of Australian boxing. We're the new Mundine Green. You know, so obviously we knew the fight was going to happen. I wanted it to be obviously sooner rather than later, obviously because I'm getting older. But I'm in my peak now, you know, I've matured, I'm a man now. So the body is hardened now and I'm looking forward to going out there and putting a full stop to Tim Zhu. And look, it's going to be a hard fight. I can't take nothing away from him. You know, he's beaten all the guys that have been put in front of him, but I've done the same thing. You know what I mean? His claim to glory is knocking out Jeff Horn, and I was the first man to do it. So, I mean, I've proven I can do what he's done, and he hasn't proven yet that he can do the things I've done.
How do you feel about going to Zoo Castle, as it's now known after his most recent fight up there?
Newcastle, I still can't get over that. But look, you know, it's I've done it my whole career. I've never had any handouts, and unfortunately, I don't have a famous father that, you know, I can, you know, carry that last name on, which, you know, I can't blame him. It's not his fault. But, I mean, I've done it my whole career. I've gone in the deep waters in, you know, in fights in England and in the US and in Russia and on big cards, you know, the biggest promotions in the world, fight in front of 25,000 people. So, I mean, it's not new to me. I've just always had to do it. So I'm the underdog, and there's no pressure on me. All the pressure's on him. It's going to be a long night for him. I know for a fact.
That is something that Tim hasn't had to do at this point in his career.
He's never been in the trenches, and that's what I keep saying. You know, everyone asked me today in the interviews, you know, what's the biggest attribute going into this fight? I said the heart's going to show in this fight. Who's got the bigger heart? And I've proven that I've got that. You know, I've gone 12 rounds with Kell Brooks and world champ. I fought 7 world champions, you know, and in their backyards and gone the distance. And he's never done that. He's knocking them out. Whatever, that's fine. But again, there's levels, and he hasn't fought the levels that I've fought at, and that's going to show.
It is a very exciting billing, the Night of Reckoning, July 7th in Newcastle. I can't wait to see it. Your opponent, he's a very calm character.
Yeah.
He's almost nonchalant in his interviews. We've spoken to him on this show, and he's a very chilled fella. You're as under the skin as I've ever seen anybody get him.
Yeah, well, everyone said that today. They're like, you know, he was rattled. If that's all it took to get him rattled, he's going to be in for a long night, because my intentions weren't there to play mind games or try to rattle him. I'm a fighter. You know, win, lose, or draw, I'll fight. This is all I've done my whole life, 20 years I've fought. You know, so if that's all it took to get under his skin, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a night for him. But, I mean, I saw in his eyes, you know, and I know he doesn't want this fight. As fighters, we know, you know, people on the outside say, yeah, it's egos, Rafi, you this, you that. But I know, looking into his eyes, he doesn't want to be there, you know what I mean? And there's doubt. And I've been there, I've had doubt. And not on this fight, though. Like I said, it's going to be a huge night. This Zoo Castle, or whatever you want to call it, is hopefully, obviously, I'm going to walk out to 8,000, you know, hated fans. But look, it is what it is. That's the difference between good and great, to switch it off.
Well, if you walk out the winner after the fight, you'll have to suggest that rename Z Castle.
Yeah, Z Castle. The Z Castle.
There you go.
I'm going to put that up on Instagram tonight.
You can have that one, Z Castle, if you get the win. Hey, what do you make of Paul Gallant and what he's doing in the ring at the moment, and then on his upcoming fight with Justice Hooney?
You're going to get me going again.
Oh, really?
Oh, I got it.
What are you fired up about it?
I don't know. Paul Gallant, he's, I don't know. I can't.
Careful, because he'll call you out.
Yeah, yeah. He's calling everybody out. Look, as a rugby star, he's a legend. As a boxer, I don't know. Like, it just looks stupid, you know. You got legitimate fighters like myself, Zoo, Horn, and some up-and-comers, you know, that are professional fighters. And, you know, he's fighting 6-2s, 6-3-minute rounds, picks what he wants, picks who he wants, and he's getting mainstream media. It's disappointing. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's on his end or if it's on the, you know, the TV's end or whoever it is.
Media plays a part.
Media plays,
sure.
Yeah. But look, again, he's winning. So you can't, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it. But I think I've seen, I know Hoodie, and he can fight. There's levels, and I just don't think Gallen's at that level. Well, I know he's not at that level.
It's going to be this as a heavyweight fight, and I believe it'll be for the Australian heavyweight belt, is what I'm understanding.
Well, mate, if he wins, I'll retire. You've heard it live. If he wins it, then there's more going on behind the boxing scenes that I just don't even know, because stylistically and you know, technically, he can't win the fight.
Wow. That's, I love that. Hey, no need.
Nothing against Gallo. I like Gallo. I met him in Melbourne and a few times, and he's a good bloke. He comes across as a good bloke. He's a great family man. Take nothing away from him. He's a great athlete.
Mm.
But when you're talking levels, you know what I mean? It's like me trying to say, I'll score a try before Gallo does. It's just not going to happen.
Michael Zarafa, July 7th, you v. Tim Zoo, Zoo Castle, Z Castle, the town will officially be renamed one way or another after this 100%. Fight. I love it. Michael, appreciate your time. Best of luck with the lead up. We'll probably take some time to chat to you closer to the fight, but all the best with the preparation.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Very nice, MG. We are getting to the end of the Rush Hour. NRL Primetime coming up after 7 o'clock with yourself. Emma Lawrence is going to be on the sideline, Ryan Girdler and Dan Ganane, and then kick off in this one at 7.50. We welcome in that man, Ryan Girdler. How are you, Gerds?
Good afternoon, Liam. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. A little bit of light rain just moved over the stadium, which is a little unfortunate, because a couple of sides that like to throw the footy around, but, the field's in good nick, MG. Looks great out there.
Doesn't it what?
It's the drainage, isn't it, MG? It's the drainage.
That's the drainage. Yeah. It's the best in the West.
Better than Bank West, the drainage here?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You're not happy with your chair as well?
No, I got a short chair.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I got a little chair. So, and obviously, I mean, you couldn't have it. but I can get up over the desk. That's so let's play on. Tony's got it. Tony, come on, mate. What are you doing?
Tony's taking the
the wheelie one.
Mate, what do you want me to do? Sit on the floor?
The hierarchy's all out of whack.
There you go.
We're going to get Ryan Gerler a big chair, and he feels better.
Oh, thanks.
I've talked to the boss here, Shane Stoddard. And
it's in the contract, Len. I need a chair that spins and goes backwards.
He is getting worse than Wendell.
What did he say? This.
He's just looking after the people that gave him the fancy car park underneath the stadium.
Oh, you can...
But there's method in my madness.
So that's the norm now, is it?
No, we want to try and get something going between Triple M and the stadium.
I forgot about that.
Oh, so yes. Starting with...
We'll yes, come
okay,
on,
you.
Mate.
Okay, we'll keep that.
Whose team are you on?
That's a little forward tease for I don't know how long until we get that organised.
About a week.
There's something on the cards. Hey, let's do this.
Triple M Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Gentlemen, Gerds, we'll start with you.
Yes.
If you're Adam Reynolds with a 1-year offer on the table from the Bunnies.
Not enough.
3 years on the table from Sharks and Broncos. Mm. Where are you going?
Ah, gee, that's a tough... new opportunity, probably heading north, I would say. I think there's some good things happening up there. And, I mean, he's earned the right, hasn't he, for a nice, juicy contract at the back end of his career. And if his family are happy for a little bit of a sea change, lots of Queenslanders up there, but you'd have to move past that.
I'm with Ryan. I agree.
You think he's at the Bronx?
I think so.
Alongside Katoni Staggs, you like that pairing?
Yeah, I do.
Nice one.
And maybe Josh Hodgson.
Oh, yes. MG, if the Storm aren't prepared to pay Dale Finucane and what he needs to stay, which club must chase him?
Well, the obvious one is the Bulldogs or the Tigers, but I suppose it'd be if you're playing Supercoach, it'd be a massive win for you because he left the Bulldogs on 120 grand. He's coming back to you on 600.
Good.
For me, I think if Parramatta don't go with Nathan Brown, if they can't afford him...
He re-signed today.
Well, then I would have actually thought that he would have... they couldn't keep Nathan, he would have been a good fit for the Eels because he's a guy that knows how to win premierships and win big games.
That's a tremendous slap in the face to Brent Reed and Reedy's mail. I know you got stuck into him last Saturday.
I did.
He came in at the top of the show and he broke that news.
Did he?
And you haven't paid attention.
He's got a lot on his mind today.
I missed the whole Reedy show. I mean, I'm not. Expectations are pretty low, but obviously he's delivered something today.
Reedy missed it.
Gentlemen, I know you're both going to say Penrith, but right now, Gerds, who is Penrith playing in the grand final?
I think the Melbourne Storm. Tonight's game.
A rematch.
I think the Rabbits.
You think the Bunnies?
The Rabbits at full strength. With a GI back.
I think there's a little feel 90-91 about, you know, what's happening with Penrith at the moment. Got in one last year against a really good side that had been dominant through the whole 90s in the Raiders. And then a year later, got another shot at the title after a few of the, you know, elderly, most experienced Raiders moved on and got the job done.
Very 91 vibes. MG, Michael Slater has said he is happy to debate Prime Minister Scott Morrison any time. If you could pick an NRL player, past or present, to debate...
Did he really say that?
Yeah, from the Maldives.
Debate him in what?
I think
politics and the caucus.
Front foot drives, I don't know.
Really?
Which NRL player, past or present, would you pick to debate the PM if you had to?
Glenn Lazarus.
Wow, you found a loophole there.
Well, he's a politician.
Yeah, I know, that's the loophole you found.
Or he was. Is he still, Lazar?
I don't know what Lazar's up to.
Yeah, he might be.
Okay, good.
I would say... the man that makes the most sense in rugby league, to me, would be, at the moment, James Graham. I love the way James goes about his business.
Oh, that's
interesting.
On the field, I think he did a pretty good job with the referees, and I think off the field he makes a lot of sense to me, so I'd give Jimmy a shot.
Fair enough. I like it.
Yeah, he looks like a player you'd love to play with, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But not Mao Meninga.
Mao's not a politician.
No.
Have we got a grab?
We don't. I'm not brave enough to play that grab.
Why?
Mao intimidates me.
No, but he'll never see you.
Hey, we got to get out of here. NRL Prime Time's coming up next. Dan Ganane's about to jump in. Emma Lawrence will be down on the sideline. That is going to be a wet night for Emma down there tonight. MG, please say goodbye.
Wherever you are, stay random. He's Liam. I'm MG. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.